Hi, this is Paul Langer with PainScience.com. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. It has been a week since my last post because I've been very busily working on some technology, some new technology. These audio versions of posts will soon be available as a podcast. You've been waiting for it, you've been asking for it, and it is finally almost here. But it kept me away from writing, from content. So let's get back into that with a short one today. This post is called A Noisy Release. A reader asked me, responding to my recentish post about the concept of release in manual therapy, "I've got constant shoulder pain. I did a massage session with balls focused on triceps, deltoids, traps, lats, etc. And as I worked and improved bad spots of soft tissue, there were instances where I felt a sudden positive change accompanied by sound from the muscle, fascia, joint." It probably wasn't joints, but soft tissue sometimes makes noise when you push and pull on it. Such noises probably don't indicate any change that actually matters. In other words, we can probably get the same benefit without that sound. But the sound, as with joint pops, is something that the mind easily surrounds with an impression of significance, like an oyster making a pearl around a grain of sand. This makes it super hard to know whether a given tissue sound is actually related to something important. It could be. It's not impossible, obviously. One of my personal pain stories, which I shared in the release post, but it's so relevant that I will repeat it again here. I once experienced profound relief, release, in fact, from neck pain after a noisy joint pop. My neck had felt painfully stuck, and then it clearly got suddenly unstuck, and the contrast felt like a big damn deal, such that I've never forgotten it. In fact, I've often thought about how hard it would be to believe, to understand the stories that other people have told me about this, if I hadn't had that one experience that one time. And yet, just as important to notice, my neck has popped similarly during many other incidents in the years since, without ever feeling anything remotely like that one time. So clearly, joint noise can be associated with something important, but it is probably neither necessary nor sufficient for the experience of a sudden improvement in symptoms. So, why was the shoulder massage noisy? The sound was almost certainly the breaking of small, sticky adhesions between layers of tissue. Yes, that is a thing. If you grab a handful of loose skin on someone's back and pull away from the underlying muscle, there's a good chance that you will hear and feel a soft, wet, tearing sound. It can be painless. Or a bit uncomfortable, or even very uncomfortable in some people. But this is a sound that every massage therapist knows, and it's probably about as medically potent as blowing your nose. The tearing is probably not the active ingredient, not the reason that massage feels good or does good. But the noise does happen at the same time as other less noisy benefits of massage and other soft tissue manipulations. And what benefits are those exactly? Other than noise, what makes us think that we've enjoyed a release? Well, that is exactly what I explored in the members only release post. And because you're listening to this, you are a member, so you can go back and read that anytime you want. And I discuss soft tissue adhesions in my articles about fascia and neurodynamic stretching, and in quite a lot of detail in my book about trigger points. Trigger points are quite strongly associated with the idea of adhesions and scar tissue. A lot of professionals believe or say that trigger points are scar tissue or they can get scarry. And so I discuss that topic in quite a bit of detail in the book. And that is it for today. I will now go back to tinkering with the guts of the website, getting ready for the launch of the podcast. That'll probably, hopefully, be my very next post slash episode. I will announce the podcast, and all members will have access to the podcast. So look forward to that. It's coming very, very soon. I'm 90%. Just dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But I thought I should get one more post out there before waiting. The last steps of a technical project are always the slowest, so it could take me another couple days, and I don't want to wait another couple days to put a post out. So here you go. Here's a short post today, and next time, probably podcast announcement. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.